Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show on all social media or just Ben and Kelly Show at gmail.com. So I love it when we just get these messages from listeners who are literally just saying, hey, was thinking about your show and thought this may be a topic that you would like to share with your listeners. And we're like,
nothing warms my heart more.
All right. All right. So this literally starts, hey, Ben and Kelly, I was thinking about your show and thought this might be a topic that you would like to share with your listeners. I bet there are a lot of people that work in the retail business or food business that have legal practices happening in their stores that a lot of people would be grossed out about. Okay.
Okay.
She continues, I work in a higher end undergarment store. As an employee at this store, some things to note and tips for listeners, which I think is a common practice at all stores similar to mine. So what you're about to witness right now are some hot insider industry underwear tips from from this listener. And you know what? Listen, I didn't do my due diligence. I didn't like Facebook stalk this listener to see if she is actually telling the truth about.
No, but she sounds very knowledgeable.
Very credible.
Yes.
So first, she says, in the higher end undergarment store, we do not allow customers to try on underwear in the fitting rooms. But if they buy them, take them home and bring them back, they can return them. We, as employees, are instructed just to put them immediately back on the floor as long as they don't smell or have some kind of funk in the crotch area.
Oh, wow. There's no cleaning process at all?
OMG, like,
spray
gross.
Off with Lysol or anything at the very least?
Okay, well, according to this listener, that's not what they do. Okay.
Okay.
Hot tip number two.
Mm-hmm.
People try on bras in the fitting room all the time.
Yeah.
And then we immediately put them back out on the floor to sell after someone's probably or possibly sweaty breasts were in it.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Again, that's something that I never really even consider, you know?
Well, I mean, a lot of times there are a lot of women that are wearing the wrong size.
Right.
So getting fitted by a professional. And I did that years ago.
Yeah.
And I was stunned because I was a way different size than what I had been wearing. So I, you know, kudos to them doing God's work, you know, out there helping you find the right fitting brassiere. I just never really thought about the fact that that was probably on lots of boobs and then rent right back out on the floor.
Yeah. So this is kind of an underwear store confessions, if you will, from this listener who sent us this note. And last one, pay attention to the tag on your underwear or bras that you're buying.
Okay.
So if the serial code is handwritten in or an actual scan tag is taped on, it means someone had returned it after taking the tags off. So chances are they tried it on, wore it, but because it doesn't smell, you are now buying an undergarment that someone wore.
Okay, listen. I feel as though they should discount those A. B, I'd still buy it. C, you just wash it when you get home and it's fine, right?
So the listener wraps it up and says, hey, it seems like common sense to me, but I know in my teens and 20s when I bought undergarments, I just assumed they were brand new and never tried on. So I didn't always wash them before I wore them. So my tip is always wash any kind of clothes, especially underwear products, before you wear them when you buy them. And you know what?
Yes.
You know what's interesting? Because I do the same thing, especially when I buy like underwear. I just assume, hey, they're clean. They come right off the line, you know? And I'll just throw them in my sweaty drawers, you know, or whatever. I say sweaty. I mean, I don't mean sweaty.
You don't wash them first. I feel
no.
as though that was always an unspoken thing you just knew to do.
Well, when I buy from Goodwill or a consignment store, yes.
Are you buying underwear from a consignment store?
No, not typically. No. But I'm saying when I buy just normal clothes from consignment or from Goodwill, I'll wash them. But I'll assume, and that goes for any sort of clothing, that it's like clean. And, you know, it's got that crisp ironed look to it. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm cool with it.
Always wash it first.
All right. So there you go.
Always.
Little underwear store confessions here.
Underwear store confessions.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Trumpets mean it's time for one thing, and that's You Laugh, You Lose. The game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Going for this trophy now. Kelly, I gotta say, last week, they say that there was some controversy in that we both laughed and we both lost.
I feel like, yes. But, I feel like she's been living in neutral land, if we're gonna be honest.
But the score still has me, winning though, 52-51. So, it may be living in neutral land, but I still got the win on that last one. Alright, so you laugh, you lose!
Uh-huh.
Losers go first. Kelly, okay,
I will. I don't assume the title of loser, but I'll go ahead and go first.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
My boss calls me computer. Not because of my intelligence, but because I fall asleep if left unattended for 15 minutes.
Ah, same. You know, my wife asked me to go to the store, get a gallon of milk. And if they have eggs, get 6.
Oh, just 6?
Yeah, so I return and she looks at me funny and is like, why do you have 6 gallons of milk? And I was like, they had eggs.
Good one.
That's a thinking person's joke.
It really is. I hurt a little. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
This guy was out with his daughter, ran into an old friend. Introduced his daughter, saying, you know, this is Beth.
Uh-huh.
The friend said, oh, what's Beth short for? Dad says, well, it's because she's 3.
Valid.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a train, and this woman opposite me looked at me and said, every time you smile, I feel like inviting you to my place. I was like, damn, I'm married. Are you single? She was like, no, I'm a dentist.
Got it. Yikes. Kids, brush those teeth.
Right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy asked his wife why she married him. She said, because you're hilarious.
Oh.
He said, oh, I thought it was because I'm really good in the bedroom. She said, see? You're hilarious.
Ouch. I was out with my friend and his son asked him, Dad, why is it so important to use protection during lovemaking? My friend said, usually to avoid answering questions like this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Can trees poop?
Can they?
Yes, they can. How else do we have number 2 pencils?
Turtle crossing the road.
Uh-huh.
When he's mugged by 2 snails.
Oh, no.
When the police show up, they ask him what happened. The shaken turtle replies, I don't know. It all happened so fast.
Sure. With snails. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kelly.
Guy said, I farted at work the other day. And my coworker tried opening the window. Must have been a really bad one because we work on a submarine.
That's good. All right.
A new fart joke can take me down.
Fart jokes take me down, man. Yes. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
All right, well.
It was either that or the tree poop joke.
Either the tree poop joke or the fart joke. I don't know. Either one. All right. Well, congratulations. You get the trophy back.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I feel better. I know the trophy feels better.
I'm
coming
sure.
Coming home to mama. There's just something about mama.
All right. You Laugh, You Lose, brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. Quick text from Katie, 502-571-9970. She says, I was on vacation and didn't get this radio station, and I can't tell you how much I missed your ridiculous voices. I'll take that as a compliment. Welcome back. Hopefully you had a good time on vacation.
I love it.
Speaking of vacation, so most Americans are looking at this summer as the summer to get out and go on vacation. 3 out of 4 Americans planning on going on at least one vacation this summer. And most are actually planning on spending a little bit more than they normally would. But here's the number one way to save money on your vacation.
Okay.
Don't let a guy plan it.
Don't let a guy? plan your vacation? Why?
Because men are around 50% more likely to go big and overspend.
Really? I like their style.
You're like, as long as it's not my money, let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah, so like I'm reading this and I'm thinking, man, you know what? Like, I leave a lot of the details to my wife when we're planning vacations, and I gotta be honest, like she's good about finding deals, about finding like discounts and things that are maybe less expensive to do. And then, you know, when I go on vacation or if I was in charge and I think about like the things that I would do, I would probably fall into that category where it's like, you know what? Let's do it. Whatever. We're on vacation, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I feel like that is kind of a superpower, especially for moms. I mean, I think we are really good at clipping coupons, mm-hmm. you know, finding, watching for sales, finding deals, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So even huge vacations, even like vacations where you're like, we're not going to go on another trip like this for 10 years. You know, if you're thinking of maybe international travel or a cruise or, you know, like a Disney World trip or something that's yes. going to be pretty big and epic. It doesn't matter. Men are all like, you know what? Let's do it.
I will tell you, the two times we went to Disney, that was a week where Dad didn't say no. He told the kids, listen, while we're here, I will not say no.
But yeah, then
the
moment I know.
We get on the plane to go back home, that ends. And yeah. It's a really sad time for them.
You know what? Vacation, to me, vacation isn't over until you set foot back in Louisville. Like, even on the car yeah. ride home or the plane trip home, it's like, yeah. I'm still on vacation. So uh-huh. I'm going to, if it's a car ride home, yeah, let's go out to eat one more time. Yeah, let's yeah. do that, you know. So
well, we were at the airport gift shop, and Dad shut it down. So.
Yeah, so there you go. Guys, don't ever think that you don't come to the show to learn things. The number one way to save money on your vacation this year.
Don't let him plan it.
Don't let him plan it. Something that Kelly just realized because of a nesting bat population.
It's bat mating season.
It's bat mating season.
It's bat mating season. Nest up. Have the babies start a little family.
Now, we've already gone through rutting season, right? For the deer and those type of animals.
I think so.
Is that accurate?
But I was unaware.
Hang on.
We are also in the throes.
How long does bat mating season happen?
Well, I think it's until August.
It says it's in the spring when uh-huh. temperatures are warmer.
Right.
The females do take time to properly care for their offspring. They don't get much time with them at all.
And from what I understand, there are protected species in the state. So you gotta, like, if you encounter them, you gotta be no touchy.
Bat mating season is upon us.
Yeah. They're gonna get testy because they're finding a nice place to nestle up.
Have we ever looked up bat mating?
I don't think we need to. It sounds bat like the stuff of nightmares.
Noise. Oh, bat mating noise.
I have ideas in my mind of what that's what going to sound like. And it's not pleasant.
Okay.
What's happening? That looks violent.
Wow! Wow! That is very noisy.
Okay.
And they're just kind of like all over each other.
Very thin branch. How are they still hanging on?
Well, they have wings.
Wow, they are. Yes. Oh. Are they having lovers quarrel? Somebody looks mad. It looks like they're punching each other.
Wow.
What's happening?
Okay, so that is the sound of bats mating.
It's like, I don't know what we just witnessed, but it's like he was, I'm assuming it was a he, enveloped her with this, and then they separated, and then there was like punching. So I don't know if somebody was unhappy with how things went.
That's
bizarre.
I honestly didn't know, and I didn't have any sort of
knowledge
of uh-huh. what I would hear.
Yeah. No, that's pretty accurate as to what I thought we were going to hear. Yeah. Hey.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, there's another couple.
Yeah. Bat mating season is upon us.
We're catching them right before the stuff happens.
So again, if you
legit look like vampires.
If you come across some bats that are having a moment.
That's freaky.
You leave them be.
I think I missed in the last one. There was one just hanging out, and right next to two that were getting it on.
Yeah,
what's happening there too?
You know what? Here's the thing: bats aren't as modest as maybe we think.
Apparently not. Oh wow! You yes, is that what's happening?
Yeah, I think I.
I thought there was like one kind of prepping to make the moves on the one that's hanging, but nope, the one's just hanging while the stuff is going on right next to him.
All right. So
that's a lot.
Listen,
I want to go back in time to where I didn't know it was bat mating season.
Listen, it's bat mating season. So we here as a show want to give you this as a public service for you.
Punching. I don't think they're happy with how that went.
Audrey asks on text, is it just two bats? Well, I think you're hearing more than one, just two bats. But yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if there's going to be a second date with that one.
Yeah.
That didn't look like it went well.
Yeah, well, you know. Maybe they don't need a second date.
Okay.
So there you go. The show that cares. You learn. Listen, non-traditional learning is what we do here.
Non-traditional learning, indeed.
Yes.
Little did we know we were trendsetters in non-traditional learning.
Coming up next, we catch up with Jennifer. Now, Jennifer's not a real name, but we spoke to her, and she had a little tryst on a flight for business where she made out with the guy who wasn't her fiancé. Now she was all questioning everything.
Fiancé is pretty much her only boyfriend. They've been together since college, and she says that she'd never felt like this before, not even with her fiancé, about this airplane guy.
Yeah.
And so she's just wondering, does this mean I should call off the wedding? Do I go for this guy? Is it just cold feet? What do I do?
So the majority of people were just like, you can't go through with this wedding.
There were a couple of people that said, hey, it's cold feet. Don't throw away this long-term relationship over this one moment in time. Mm-hmm. But a lot of other people were like, well, hey, he deserves better. You cheated on him. You need to fess up about that. Honestly, this is where the tough love comes in with this segment.
Is this Jennifer?
This is me.
All right, Jennifer, thanks again for allowing us to talk to you here. So, I mean, our listeners can be a little bit brutal. And you kind of knew when you were going to talk to us, like, it was going to be one of two ways.
Yeah, I was expecting that.
Yeah. All right. So, I guess now that you have that information, what are your plans?
I think honestly, you know, after hearing everybody's, you know, thoughts and opinions, and of course some are hard to hear, but I think that I have to go with my gut and my instinct, and, you know, I think I just have to talk to my fiance, and I think I'm going to have to break it off with him. You know, I don't think I could go through with it and not, you know, not always like live my life wondering, you know, what if.
Let me just play devil's advocate. Do you think it's worth breaking up what you have with your fiance over this fling?
I guess because I never knew what else was out there that I think I would be... I just think I would have too many regrets if I made this rash decision, you know, and didn't go with my gut.
Okay.
Which I know is completely out of my character because I've never been that type of person, but I just don't want to regret it.
Have you thought about what you're going to tell your family and the, you know, because you guys do have still a wedding date in the future?
Yeah, I have honestly that I have not thought about.
Okay.
I've been avoiding thinking about that because I don't really know how I'm going to handle that.
Yeah.
I guess I'll cross that bridge after, but I'm scared. I mean, I'm worried. Yeah. I can't think about that right now.
Okay. Will you do us a favor now that we're kind of invested in your life and call us back and let us know how everything goes?
Yeah, I definitely will. Yeah, I'll let you guys know what happens.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It helped.
Mm-hmm. So,
oh my gosh.
Hey, we're all invested in this, right?
She's doing what I thought she was going to do. But, you know, at least I don't think... You know, she didn't say she's going to go, like, completely pursue airplane guy, right? It was just more of the symbolism of, hey, you've got a taste of I'm capable of feeling something more.
We got a text from a listener who said, you know, getting in on this story late, but break up because you'll regret it if you don't break up. I do, and I'm married now.
Oh, God.
So, remember, her fiance was someone that she had only dated. She'd only dated him.
They'd been together since college, and it was kind of like that's the path that she thought was laid before her, and now she's realizing maybe there's another choice.
Now, look, I'm not poo-pooing high school sweethearts or college sweethearts, because I have peers who I graduated high school with who got married while they were in
right
college.
Out of school.
Yeah, and they're still married. So, I mean, sometimes it happens.
When you know, and you have no doubts, and there's nothing that can shake you.
Yeah, but other
but
times...
she's figured out that she can be shaken.
Yeah, I mean, because maybe she's had that taste of, you know, what else could be. I don't know. So,
literally.
All right. Oh, my God. Okay.
Because they made out.
Yeah, right. That is true. All right, well, you can listen back to the original call, hear it all, Facebook at 997DJX or WDJX.com. Click listen.
But legit, my stomach hurts for her because, like, I hate confrontation. Mm-hmm. And this is a major life-changing confrontation.
Oh, totally. Like,
she's going to have with her fiance. And I feel so awful for him because, like, he has no idea probably what's about to hit him.
Yeah, a bunch
and
of...
I'm sure her family is going to be like... it's going to be a lot for her to go through and process.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of listeners are texting in going, yeah, my heart's broken for the fiance, but completely understand what she's having to do. When I asked her about, has she thought about how she's going to tell the, I mean, because there's a wedding on the way. Like, they're planning it, you know, and she's like, nope, I haven't. And I guess I'll cross that bridge when I have to.
She said she's like a good girl. She's never done, you know, she always does the right thing. She's never, you know, mm-hmm. This is so out of character for her. So I'm sure she's wrestling with that. And it's not an easy position. You can't control your feelings.
Right.
I'm sure she doesn't want to feel like this.
Yeah. Thank you again for the update on that, Jennifer. And we're here for you. All right. We're here for you. You realize that when you come to us and you ask the advice and the opinion of our listeners, then you're a part of our fam. You know, we just can't quit you that easy. That's the case with Jennifer, who kind of wanting to know what she should do after this moment on an airplane, after she had been engaged to her guy. Now, Melissa texted us and said, I'm in my 60s now. I married the first person I dated. We were married for 19 years. I wish I had dated more before I got married. Pause the relationship. Check out the other fish in the sea. So that's kind of where we left it with Jennifer. And Jennifer was like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. So, hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Hey. So, wow. You have really been a part of our lives. So,
yeah.
So real quick, you know, you were engaged to be married on this weird random chance. You sat next to this guy on a business trip and you wound up making out with him. Then it made you question whether your relationship with your fiance was real. Then you decided that you're going to have to
break off the wedding.
Yeah. Okay. You had a talk with your fiance.
I did. I went to him and basically just said that I don't think we should get married. That, you know, basically I just wanted to call off the wedding. And he said that he said good. He completely agreed.
He said good?
He was
wow.
ready to... He wanted to break it off with me for a while, actually. So...
You almost sound like you have, like, a relief in your voice.
No, honestly, I was kind of taken aback because, you know, I guess because when you're with someone for so long,
uh-huh.
you know, you have that level of, like, comfortability.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see it coming. I did not think he was going to say good. Like, I've been thinking for this for a while, you know, but...
Yeah.
So now it's making me even more confused, to be honest, because now I don't know, like, now that we officially called it off and, you know, we're not together
yeah.
at all, like, we called it off, we broke up, now I don't know what to do with the new guy. Now I'm even more confused, to be honest with you, because I just don't know how to feel right now. I mean, even though I know it was probably, I should have been, like, excited and happy, you know,
yeah.
but I don't know, I guess I just felt rejected.
Which is ironic because you were, I mean, that's what you were going to do. With
right, which I know it sounds crazy, yeah. but.
Yeah. I honestly think that this guy that you met on the airplane, the flight, is just a catalyst to what was going to happen eventually. I mean, I don't honestly know what you guys have been like texting back and forth and how often you guys have been keeping in contact, or if you even think that there's a future there. But I mean, it sounds like you at least have some closure with your fiance. And I don't want to make that sound very, even coming out of my mouth, it sounds callous of me to say, well, you know, you broke up with your fiance and all's good, you know, and because that's not.
Right. I know. And now I'm dealing with, of course, the mess of basically deconstructing the entire wedding, you know,
yeah.
And going through that process hasn't been fun. But I guess the only, like, one of the good things is that, like, that's going smoothly. So, like, a lot of people are understanding, which has been helpful. So,
okay. Well, yeah, I think having a good family support system is going to be good for you here in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's been helping. So,
well, Jennifer, thank you for allowing us a peek inside your life, and keep us posted.
I will, definitely, guys. I appreciate it.
Man, I was not prepared for her to say that he was ready to break it off, too.
I mean, I was about ready over here to do some backflips for her, because I'm thinking, best case scenario, it doesn't make her the bad guy anymore, which I think she was really concerned about. But now she feels rejected, that she feels like she kind of got dumped.
She was like, hey.
She was going to do the same thing.
I know.
Thing anyway.
It was kind of like.
So there's so many.
I wanted to be the one to say this.
I don't think she wanted to be the one, though. Like, this literally is the best case scenario for her. Like, I'm really confused as to why she's as sad as she is. I guess maybe it's one of those things where you don't realize what you have until it's gone. Maybe she is, you know, since he kind of flipped the script on her a little bit and was like, oh, thank goodness, I've been looking for a way out. I mean, that's,
and she was like, wait,
that's gotta
wait a minute.
Be hard to hear.
Yeah, you've been looking for a way out? Yeah, kind of,
but
right.
I feel like I'm also a big believer in signs.
Yeah.
And I feel like the airplane guy was really just like that little sign to kind of help her get through the fact that she's getting dumped.
And look, I'm going to say what I said last week, that I don't think that this airplane guy is anything that really she needs to think about a long term with. I think
I don't think this is her future.
I think he was the jump off. Like, he was the he was the one to open her eyes and say, all right, maybe I do need to pause and see what other fish are out there. So,
and I get that deconstructing a wedding is not fun at all, but, you know, that whole process has got to be bad. I mean, it's just like, it's kind of mourning the end of that relationship.
Yeah.
But again, I feel like, I hope that soon she'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief.
Right. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because she was going to do that, but then she didn't have to. And I would have been like, okay, yay. Because I would have been horrible. I would have been eaten alive with the thought of being the bad guy. Like, I don't want to be the bad guy.
If you want to hear the, like, all the calls that we've had with her, you can.
It's her whole life story.
Yeah, right. I know. We have it all documented. WDGX.com. Click listen. You can listen back. And I think, best case scenario, maybe, for her.
I feel like yes.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like yay.
It worked out. We're going to pat ourselves on the back with this one.
Yes.
We're going to say,
okay.
All right. That's group therapy.
Then Kelly Show.
Group therapy. We talked to Michael, and he had an issue with his new girlfriend using names like
Baby Cakes and Sugar Butt, Cuddly Bear. Pretty sure she'd call me Tater Tot, Boo Boo, and Honey Bunch, and Sweet Cakes. And Muffin Tin. This is a good one. Mayor of Hunkyville.
Yeah, using those names.
Oh, wow. She's gotten really creative. And I don't think he's given her credit for being creative.
You know what? You have a point. You have a point.
Thank you.
So he was just like, you know, hey, in private, all right. But she's saying it in front of, like, my family and friends. And it's really
not in front of the bros.
Embarrassing me. And I've tried to, like, drop hints. And she's not picking up the hints. Or she doesn't know how to stop saying these things like
Mayor of Hunkyville.
Mayor of Hunkyville.
Yeah. I mean, he should take it as a compliment, honestly.
Right.
Why are we upset?
Right. So we actually got a response back. He messaged us back. And he just says, hey, guys, just wanted to send you a quick follow-up message about my pet name situation. My girlfriend came over, and I could tell something was off.
She heard it.
She said.
She heard it.
She said, Hi Michael instead of one of her many nicknames she normally uses.
She's upset. Man, you can tell.
I was going to say,
upset.
I gotta stop there. Wow. I mean, when you get the full name, hi Michael. I mean, there is, and it's like, what's wrong? Nothing. Okay. you're in it. You're in it.
Yeah. All right. I feel as though she probably feels extremely put on blast.
Okay.
Feels very exposed and very hurt.
All right. So his message, she said, hi, Michael, instead of one of her many nicknames she normally uses. I asked her if anything was wrong. And she told me.
Swoopy Bear, is anything wrong, Swoopy?
Oh, my gosh. And she told me one of her friends sent her the segment from your show.
Oh, God! Which is kind of what we said. We were like, hey, just send her the podcast.
I know, and someone actually did! Listen,
I don't think that was a good idea either.
When we say to do that, don't actually do it.
Yeah, no, that's usually bad, too.
Okay, and so it continues. We both just stood there, looking at each other, waiting for the other to say something.
I am pitting out just listening to this. I feel as though I was in the room. I feel responsible.
Finally, she smiled and said she didn't know it bothered me so much and said she's not going to quit, but will back off around her, my family and friends.
Yay! Success!
I know. She says she wishes I would have just talked to her about it. And when I told her that I tried, she admitted that she didn't realize how much it bothered me. So I think we're good. And thank you. Signed, the mayor of Hunkyville.
Oh my gosh. Give us the anthem right now. Yeah, because you know what? Let's bona fide fixed it.
Let's do that. Yeah. I mean, right?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Yes. Got money. Look at us.
I mean,
we're relationship fixers.
I like the fact that he followed back up with us. Like, well, normally we don't even get those follow-ups, but I like the fact that he like got back and just said, hey, just want to let you know, this is what happened after we talked about it.
So, I love it because like typically we send the advice out there and then we have no idea if it was good or not.
Yeah, so and listen, honestly, like we have no idea if any of our advice was good. We just know that it at least started the conversation. And she
got the idea across.
It kind of,
he wasn't able to express that himself, I guess, good enough. So we helped.
Right. So it was more just like hearing it from our perspective and then maybe even hearing all the nicknames.
Baby cakes and sugar butt, cuddly bear. Pretty sure she called me teeter tot, boo boo, and honey bunch and sweet cakes and muffin tin. This is a good one. Mayor of Funkyville.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. All right.
So wait, you don't think it was the list that we came up for her?
No.
Do you?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was. Yeah, because, probably not.
That was definitely
we're not.
We're
not good at that.
No, that was definitely not the thing that solved it. So anyways, a little follow-up there. Glad we got some closure on the mayor of Hunkyville.
You know what? We're changing the name of the segment to Relationship Experts.
Are you? Easy.
The BK combo. The Relationship Experts
easy.
Will fix it. Guarantee.
I wouldn't put that.
Proven track record.
I wouldn't put that sticker on us just yet.
No?
But
all right.
We're getting close.
That's one in our column.
Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without posting a selfie, only to realize your boyfriend is wiping his butt in the background, you're doing okay.
Feeling cute. Might delete later.
Her name, and I'm not even making this up, is Shannon Butt.
What?
She's 22.
Her last name is Butt, B-U-T-T?
Yes. She's 22. She shared a selfie on Insta. Wow. Soon realized she wasn't alone in the photo.
Oopsie.
Had it up for about 37 minutes. Took it down.
The internet noticed.
And here's the thing. When you look closer at the photo, you're like, ah, that's fine. I mean, it's fine, right?
Biggie.
Except then you realize there's a mirror behind her.
Like
just
right
over
her
shoulder. Yeah.
Like her right hour to our left.
And as she then posted on Twitter after she showed her friends in her group chat, and they were like, you got to share that.
Oh, wow.
She said, I had this photo up on my Insta for 37 minutes before noticing that my boyfriend is literally wiping his arse in the mirror behind me. And you can see in the mirror.
Oh, yeah.
He is wiping his... Okay.
Are you pinching and zooming? Or
he already pinched. But what
oh,
the...
Oh, gosh.
Holly just texts, I wonder what's inside his butthole.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
But what the internet has noticed, and I have as well, the reason you can see that, he's a stander wiper.
A stander wiper?
He stands to wipe.
Maybe it was just like the gotta make sure we got everything, right?
I make sure I have everything to sit
okay.
when I'm sitting. Don't you? Are you a stander wiper?
I don't think I'm a stander wiper.
You don't think. You either are or you aren't.
I think I get everything taken care of before we stand up.
I'm not necessarily looking at you funny or questioning your methods. I just didn't know.
Necessarily putting me in this story. Let's take me out of this. I did not ask to be thrust in this story. It's about Miss Butts there and her boyfriend.
It's about Miss Butts and her boyfriend. If you want to see the photo, we've got it at Ben and Kelly Show
okay.
on Twitter. But, you know, she has a good sense of humor about it. But
does he have a good sense of humor about it, though? He's the one whose butt is put on blast.
That's right. And the world has noticed that he's a stander wiper.
All right.
Which, you know what? Hey, you do you.
However, you got to get it done,
if
right?
If that's how you got to get it done, if you feel like
just
it's
get it
best
done.
To stand, then that's the way you do.
Okay. But you think maybe he's using the wet wipes?
But I just...
Just as a...
Well, and that's another thing the internet has noticed.
Yeah.
You can't see toilet paper in his hand.
We're going to assume. Those wet wipes, they're smaller. So maybe okay. maybe he's using a wet wipe. We are analyzing this way too much.
We are analyzing... Yes, we
the
are.
The fact in and of itself that you can see him in the background is really all we need to... That's where we need to live.
So anyways, cute bathroom though, right?
Oh yeah, it's really nicely decorated. And the fact her name is Butt. I can't.
Do you know any standing wipers?
Again, I don't want to concentrate or harp on that. I don't think we need to go down that road.
All right.
I don't think so. Are you going to try it?
No.
All right.
No, my method is good.
Great.
I
don't think we need to discuss your method. I don't need mental pictures of you doing that right now.
I have many years of success. With my current method.
Just look and enjoy that picture.
So anyways, if you want to see it, we have it posted at Ben and Kelly Show.
Can you tell if he's hot?
Well, I mean, her other photos, yeah, I mean, he's, I guess,
he's attractive.
A good-looking guy.
Okay. Yeah, right.
But yeah.
They do like to take pictures of themselves.
And he's a stander wiper.
Okay. Just get it done.
Get it done.
Get clean, dude.
So setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without posting a selfie, only to realize your boyfriend's now wiping his butt in the background and your selfie there.
I know you want your look to be good, but let's check out everything in the picture.
Can't really predict what you guys want to talk about. We just kind of toss stuff against the wall and see what sticks, right? 99.7 DJX.
The weirdest things stick.
You know, setting the bar, we were talking about this girl named Shannon who...
Shannon Butts.
...posted a selfie, only then realizing you could see in the mirror a reflection of her boyfriend wiping.
Uh-huh.
He was standing and wiping. Missy.
Okay.
Missy comments on Twitter, why is he standing? You can't unsee this. Is he just pulling up his pants? No, we don't think he's pulling up his pants where his hand is located.
Well...
That's not where you pull your pants up.
He's just checking things out. Just to, again.
Checking things out.
Just to make sure we are good to go.
And so we
we're
got
all done.
On the whole, like, standing wipers. They're fascinating.
No. We don't need to go down this road. We don't.
Katie texts, stander wipers are weird, LOL. So obviously she knows. She knows one, right?
Again, maybe he did the majority of the heavy lifting when he was sitting. And he's just...
He's just topping it off?
Yes. I guess, you know? He's just making sure everything's taken care of.
Christopher texted, my fiance does, and I make fun of him for it.
Oh, my God.
Standing wipers are coming out of the...
Stop!
They're coming out of the woodwork, Kelly.
I don't want to talk about it.
Again, we're giving them a forum so they don't have to feel shame.
We don't need to give them a forum here. I don't want to be the forum for that. I don't want to.
Christina texts in and says, how would we know if any of our friends stand when they wipe? I've never had this talk with anyone. Well,
yeah, we don't need to. We really don't need to.
Maybe when conversation is lull, you go,
so, do you stand up? What do you want? No, I don't think we bring that up. I don't think we bring that up. That is not what we bring up. No, let's not. Let's not talk when we're having happy hour appetizers. We don't do that. That's not what we do.
So, Bob, how are you? How are the kids? How are the family? So, and you stand when you wipe?
Oh, my God. Why? Don't do that.
We know that. Listen.
Some things we don't need to discuss.
Listen, you know me. If I was a standard wiper, I would admit it.
But why? I contend there are some things you don't need to discuss out loud anybody.
But I'm just saying, if I were that type, I would admit it. But I'm not, and I'm fascinated. Logistics, I'm like, how's it work standing up? Because everything closes up.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Okay. I don't want
to
know.
Kelly, we're going to have to move our Florida story.
I want to go to a safe place.
We spent way too much time talking about standing wipers.
I want to go to a safe place. I'm feeling like I need a safe place.
This is not your safe place.
This is not my safe place.
This is not your safe place at all.
I feel like I need a safe place.
Kelly Show.
Kelly K.
This one I don't know how to feel about.
I mean, you're supposed to feel good about it, right?
Well, I mean,
that's
kind of.
The bit, right?
And then there's a little factor. Oh,
okay.
My.
Okay.
Okay, so we go to the UK.
All right.
A woman named Charlie. Charlie Lello. I love her name.
Charlie.
Out the gate. Love her name. Charlie Lello was furloughed during the pandemic, so she was bored. She's a 29-year-old former retail manager, decided to get herself a pet. Or in this case, hatch 3 ducks.
Okay.
She said she got the idea from a video that popped up on her Facebook feed of someone hatching quail eggs. So she went to the supermarket, picked up both quail and duck eggs, didn't expect it to work. And for the quail eggs, yep, she was correct. They didn't hatch. But 3 ducks
get out of here.
Beep, Peep, and Meep defied the odds and were hatched from eggs she bought at the supermarket.
Eggs?
Yes.
That she literally got out of the supermarket.
She's got little chuckling ducklings.
Wow.
Beep, Peep, and Meep. Now, a spokesperson for the supermarket said it's rare to find fertilized eggs on the store shelves.
Okay.
Added they are entirely indistinguishable from normal eggs. Like, you can't tell.
Oh.
Okay. So the duck egg producer also said that it's a feat of remarkably slim odds that a duckling has been hatched and suspect that a wild male duck paid a discreet visit to one or more of the female ducks. Slipped into the night. And like, hey, girl.
Hey, what you guys doing over here?
What's up?
So, you mind if I mosey on over here and
about a,
say hello?
A duck like you.
Quick.
A duck like me.
The farmer's coming to get your egg. Let's get this done.
I don't know how to feel about it. Like, it's cute, but then it's like makes me question everything I bought at the same time I bought eggs at the supermarket. Like, did I?
Where do you think they come from?
Well, but in my mind, those are the ones that weren't going to become little chicks.
Okay.
Right? Okay. In my mind, I'm automatically now weirded out.
Well, didn't they say that most of them are unfertilized?
They said it's rare, yes.
Okay.
Yes. But now, I sit there and think, if you couldn't tell.
Who knows?
By looking at it.
I know.
There you go.
They're delicious.
She's got Beep, Peep, and Meep.
So she's not going to eat those, right?
Oh, chuckling ducklings. No, they're the pets.
Okay.
She's going to hang and keep them around. I don't think she's going to raise them to become duck confit.
But I've heard.
Delicious.
All right, that's your feel
that's
good.
Feel good.
I think it's a feel good for the ducks, too.
It's a feel good, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
They weren't going to live a life, and now they're living their best life.
That's right.
With Charlie Lello as the mother, the mumsy.
That is your feel good.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Stop what you're doing.
What?
Okay, so the feel good that you had where we discussed the ducklings that were hatched from just some store-bought eggs, right?
Uh-huh. The supermarket in the UK.
And the manager at the supermarket was like, well, it could have been like a randy male duck that just kind of got in and...
Rogue in the middle of the night.
Sprinkled some of...
Okay.
Anyway, got a text from a listener. And I'm going to need you to get ready to research some stuff. Text from a listener. Did you know the male duck you know what are corkscrew shaped?
Are you asking me, sir?
Yes.
To look.
Google image search that.
What does a male duck
wiener look like?
I'm using the anatomically correct word.
Oh, okay.
So Google will understand. Oh, it is. topped with ridges and backward pointy fleshy spines?
Wow.
What?
Exciting.
Now, to go along with that, females have long twisted...
Well, of course they do.
Virginias that have a number of spirals.
Virginias.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Holy cow. I'm so...
Let's click on images. No! I don't want to click on images! Don't click on images!
All right, hang on a second. Yeah. Do I need to look this up on YouTube?
I'm going to have to delete my cookies.
Duck mating? That's not it. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that when we had this feel-good story, we were going to dive down.
Oh, there is a New York Post article that says horrible thing you never knew about ducks. There it is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is, oh, gosh. And they're long.
Wow. That's exciting.
I don't want the learning. I don't want the learning.
Okay. All right.
I don't want the learning. Stop the learning.
I think I've heard this before.
It looks like he's just getting a piggyback ride. And she just, you know, kind of lowers down. He just climbs right up, waddles right up. And,
willingly a piggyback ride. There you go. Okay.
That's great. All right. I can't unsee these images.
So thank you.
I can't.
Can we just be happy that not all males in this universe are shaped that way?
Oh, yes. Let's thank the good Lord for that. It was an interesting design for this, though.
That could be a different experience.
Interesting.
Interesting design, she says.
We don't need further discussion.
Roxanne texts us, and she's forcing our hand down this hole.
No, Roxanne.
That we're not wanting to necessarily go down. We just set the car in motion, and a lot of times you guys choose the path with which we take. Sometimes we take an off-ramp. Sometimes we get on a rest stop. And get back on the road. So then Roxanne rolls in and says, hey, while we're talking about barnyards.
Oh, my God. I don't want to stay in the barnyard. I want to get out of the barnyard. I want out of the barnyard.
She says, so are hogs. Little things are corkscrew shaped. Yeah, you need to.
Look like.
You need to Google that.
Oh, yep.
Google him.
Yep.
Is she right?
Yes,
hang on.
Indeed.
Okay. Hang on a second.
Oh, wow.
Kelly,
Google. I will say not as long as the duck.
Oh, congratulations, duck.
Congratulations.
Will you go ahead and Google this? Because we could continue down this path.
What else do you need to Google?
What animals have corkscrew shapes? And then we'll figure this out once and for all. We know ducks and we know hogs. Man, this is some learning. This is the learning that you don't learn in school, guys.
There is an article that says the weirdest animal penises.
I think we've had this show before.
Have we?
I feel like we have.
I must have blocked it out from trauma.
You do a lot of times.
Okay. But sea slug has a disposable regenerating one.
Well, that's convenient.
Oh, wow.
All right.
I'm done with that one. I'm just going to throw it away. I'll grow another one.
All right. So all we know on the list of corkscrew are hogs and ducks. Is that all you figured out?
Sea turtle has a massive and terrifying one. There is a fish with four sharp hooks on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there's a fish with one on its head.
Well.
Oh, that's an unfortunate design.
Convenience. All right, so thank you. Again, a lot of times we set the car in motion. We set the train in motion. And sometimes you guys need to go to the bathroom, and we have to get off at rest stops. And we have to pull off to the side of the road and let you do your business, and then we can get back on the road.
Let's get back on the road.
I feel like this is what we're doing.
Get back on the road.
We're at a rest stop right now. All right. We're letting you do your business. Now we're gonna get back on the road.
I don't
all
want
right.
Any more business.
We're gonna get back on the road.